Is your ankle arthritis so debilitating that you're considering surgery? We have a foot and ankle surgeon here today with us who's going to discuss surgical options for severe ankle arthritis. I'm Dr. Paul Zalzo.
I'm Dr. Brad Weening. Welcome to Talking with Docs. We have a returning guest, Dr. Danny Arora.
Thanks for having me,
Thanks
guys.
for
Always
coming,
a pleasure
Danny.
being here with you guys.
All right,
Okay,
so.
let me paint the picture. You've got arthritis, okay? You've watched our previous video about all the non-operative ways to treat your ankle arthritis. But your doctor's talked to you about this, or you've seen a specialist, or you're thinking of seeing a specialist, and you're like, okay, I think I need surgery for my ankle arthritis. What are my options? That's what we're talking about.
Okay, let's
All
start at the
right.
beginning.
Yeah, so I mean, I think there's different things that we could do, right? I would say depending on the severity of the arthritis and what we're dealing with, is there another joint that's arthritic as well, like the subtalar joint or some of the joints in the hind foot? But let's just say if we're just talking about isolated ankle arthritis, if it's mild and patients have what we call anterior impingement, where there's a little bit of overhang of bone at the front of the ankle, sometimes we could do an arthroscopic surgery just to go and clean out the joint.
Okay.
Okay, so like other joints, we sometimes do that in the ankle also. That's definitely quite successful. But again, it's to take off some of the bone and the overhang, create more motion at the joint. It can clean out the joint to some degree to kind of smooth out the cartilage or whatnot. But that doesn't actually cure or reverse the arthritic process. So if a joint is really degenerative and worn out, other bigger surgeries are indicated for that.
And so for that group of people, just so that everybody knows, this is a specific group. So if your doctor does not offer you this, it's not because they don't necessarily want to not scope your ankle, it's just because you don't have the right pathology. So
Correct.
that's the first thing. And the second thing for me is with just like knee arthritis, the goals, let's talk about specifically about the goals so that people have the proper goals.
Yeah.
Are we talking about pain reduction and like quality of life improvement, right? These are the two main goals of ankle arthritis surgery.
Yeah, I think so. So definitely it's to get rid of the pain,
Yep.
to get patients back to whether it be their work lifestyle, workload or whatever they do for their work, active lifestyles as well, and to regain function.
Okay.
So those are the key things when we deal with that.
Okay, and so that you got to think with arthritis, one of the hallmarks of arthritis is osteophyte formation, which are little protrusions of bone that happen around the joint. And especially in the front of the ankle joint, that can be quite painful and that can limit range of motion. So this arthroscopic procedure that you're describing is to remove that anterior or that front piece of little bone that's grown there to help reduce that impingement and hopefully reduce your pain. Does it increase range of motion as well?
Yeah, so sometimes in the joint, right, if there's too much overhang of the bone, then the foot will go up and hit that bone at the front, and that could cause that impingement or bony block.
Okay.
So that's the role for that arthroscopic procedure. But again, that would be for more mild
Okay.
cases or if it's in isolation.
All right.
If we're talking about actual ankle arthritis where the joint is really starting to wear out and where we want a treatment for that, there's basically two big surgeries or two main surgeries that we would do. One would be an ankle fusion, where we
Okay.
fuse the two bones together, eliminate the joint, eliminates the pain, but we would lose the motion of the joint. And the other one would be an ankle replacement or a total ankle replacement like we do for other joints. That's
Okay.
where we replace and cut out the arthritis and put an artificial joint there. It provides pain relief, but does allow for range of motion and increasing function in that respect.
Okay, so fusion. So basically, it's as primitive as it sounds. Oh, your ankle hurts you? Well, we're going to get rid of your ankle joint. It's basically a fusion so
Just
that
get rid of the problem.
the talus does not move anymore under the tibia. The joint does not move because when it moves, it hurts. So we fuse it so
Yeah.
that it doesn't hurt. And then what does that procedure look like? Is that a long recovery? Is it a guaranteed
Yeah.
success with that surgery?
Ankle fusions have been around forever. That used to be the gold standard that we used to treat ankle arthritis. I mean, for decades though, there's been an evolution and improvement of ankle replacements, surgery, and our techniques have evolved. So that has now come around where now this is another option that we can offer patients and has been with great results as well. But in terms of ankle fusion, essentially what we do is we have to go in there, remove all the cartilage on both sides of the joint to squeeze the two bones together,
Right,
and
what's
then
left of
the
it?
little, yeah, the little bit that's left, because your
what's
body took
left,
care of a
yeah.
bunch of it.
And then we secure it with various hardware. So it could be just with screws, could we plate and screws. That could be done either arthroscopically, so it could be minimally invasive. It could also be done open where it's a bit more of a severity case, right? But definitely great results with that, but you would lose the motion. So sometimes we need to go over the pros and cons of, ankle fusion or an ankle replacement with a patient, what the patient goals are, what their type of work is, what they're trying to get back to doing, and that's how we identify who would be a good candidate for either.
Because if I'm a patient hearing this, I'm thinking, how am I possibly going to walk if my ankle's fused? But actually, it's surprising how well some of them walk, because there is some motion in the middle part of the foot.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is a lot of people, when you hear ankle fusion, wow, you're going to lose the motion. People freak out. But the thing is, when people have really advanced arthritis, their joint is already limited in terms of range of motion. Right. So they're coming in with already some limitation, stiffness. And so I usually tell them, your ankle will be a little bit stiffer, but imagine if you have no pain.
Right.
And then you know what? That's where the conversation happens.
Because you're not going from normal motion to no motion. You're going from drastically reduced motion.
And that's why, I mean, when we're dealing with this sort of thing, you need to see someone who knows, who specializes in this, like a foot and ankle surgeon who has experience with that, to really outline, you know, the different options and to tailor the treatment to the patient.
And do you need special footwear after the fusion, or can you just wear regular footwear?
No, you can wear regular footwear. Some people like, you know, supportive footwear, depending, you know, sometimes you want a little bit more ankle support. Your gait will change. You'll need some physiotherapy to really get back to, you know, walking in your new normal is what we usually call it.
But it's not like a forced gump scenario.
No.
I assume that the leg must be a little bit shorter typically.
In theory, yes, theoretically, because you are squishing the joint. But, you know, as you know, with other joints too, we could accept pretty much a lot, 2 centimeters of leg length discrepancy before we start worrying about that. But I think that's well manageable.
Okay, so it's pretty good at reducing your pain. What are the risks of this procedure? What do you have to have a conversation with someone saying, listen, we do this and it's pretty good, but if it doesn't go well or if there are complications, this is what we're looking out for.
Yeah, I think the big thing with ankle fusions is the, number one, if you're doing it open or closed, would be infection risk. So obviously when we do arthroscopic, that takes away a lot of that, you know, wound complications in terms of limited incisions. But the infection risk would be there, number one. The non-union rate or the fusion rate. So sometimes it could actually not heal where you have to go back and redo it.
Right.
And then there's the healing process. I would say the healing is about 3 months to 6 months and up to a year before you forget you had that operation. Mm. But it takes you a good while to just get used to it. But I usually say about 3 to 6 months for my patients in terms of healing for the ankle fusion.
Okay. So good option. Are there any group of people who this is a contraindication for? You say, sorry, I know you want a fusion, but here's the group of people that I say, no, fusion's not the right operation for you.
Yeah, and again, it depends, right? If patient comes in with, they have arthritis that's pretty advanced, and they have range of motion, and they want to have a little bit of an active lifestyle, I think that's where maybe we would start talking about maybe an ankle replacement, right? Because you could do another surgical option, but that could allow for the range of motion. It does take away the pain, but a little bit more tailored to what that patient would need. But so, again, it's more of a discussion base. We kind of lay out, you know, the pros and cons of each and the goals of the patient, and that's how we decide who's best.
Okay, so now you presented both. I've said, no, ankle fusion's not for me because I still, you know, have my motion. I still want to have an ankle movement. Can you tell us about ankle replacement?
Yeah, I think ankle replacement surgery is a wonderful procedure, actually. Patients do really, really well. Our advances in technology have dramatically improved.
When Paul and I were residents, I think they were literally the first gen ankle replacements in like the early 2000s.
Uncommon. Like anything that starts off, right, there's the growing pains of it. But definitely the advances have changed the landscape of that. I think our patient selection is also improved in terms of getting the best patient to have the best outcome from that procedure. But definitely it's a great procedure. So what essentially it is we have to open up the joint, we cut out the arthritis and put an artificial joint. So the top of the tibia or the dome gets an implant, and then, the roof of the ankle, so the tibial plafond gets an implant, the dome of the talus gets an implant, and then there's a poly that goes in between. So there's 3 components to that. Some patients could walk right away after the surgery. They're in a boot usually for about 6 weeks. The healing time is about 3 months in terms of getting used to it up, and then about 6 months to get the strength back. And like I said, about a year before you kind of forget you had that procedure. But the weight bearing, right, like within first 0 to 2 weeks is usually what I would say. Some patients are, you know, limited for the first 2 weeks, and then we start to get them walking right away.
Yep.
Physio starts right away. So that definitely increases the healing potential and getting back patients to that functional lifestyle, or at least the ability to walk. With an ankle fusion, they're usually non-weight bearing for 6 weeks. We didn't talk about that, but that's the big thing too. So some patients in that older age bracket sometimes can't withstand being off of their foot for 6 weeks. So that's one thing that we discussed.
And these implants are cemented in, or are they bone ingrowth?
No, so they're bone ingrowth, right? I mean, there are options to use cemented and stuff, but I think we've kind of gone away from that for sure. So
okay, and the and then the bearing surface you mentioned is a metal on polyethylene bearing.
Correct. Yeah, bearing and surface. Like I said, the advance is now we do a lot of CT-based templating where we get 3D printed guides. So when we go inside the operating room, it's templated to the patient. It's extremely precise. We know how to cut. We already have the size of the implants already going in, so it definitely increases the time of surgery. Well, the decrease of the time of surgery, but increases the precision and accuracy that we do it, and it's really tailored to the patient.
And as we noticed yesterday, you use an X-ray machine when yeah. you do these, because we were waiting for him to finish his case so we could start our case, which requires X-ray.
I figured that was going to
come
up.
Yeah, so it does require X-ray, it's a great procedure. I think for the right patient, patients do really well. They're very happy with it.
And sure. These are not custom implants, though, right? They're just off-the-shelf sizes. You have
Correct.
A variety of sizes, just like a knee replacement.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think the templating gets custom and 3D printed and is Amazing. Used inside the OR.
Were you using those yesterday, 3D printed?
Yeah.
Popped in your room, I would like to see those.
Yeah,
let's
for
go.
Sure.
Let's talk about risk. Let's talk about risk of things like infection, blood clot, loosening, and longevity expectations for a total ankle.
Yeah, and those are the things we have to discuss, right? So obviously, like any surgery, risk of infection, nerve injury, vascular injury, stiffness, you know, just because we're putting an artificial joint doesn't mean they get and regain the exact range of motion they had before or even better, but some patients can improve. I usually say you'll get some form of stiffness, but definitely the ankle will move,
okay.
right? And that's what we want. There's definitely some loosening of the implants. Whenever we put implants in, they don't stay there forever. They could fail. So there's definitely a loosening of the implant, which is probably the biggest cause of requiring a revision or a redo of the ankle replacement. That's I would say it's anywhere between 5 to 10%.
Okay.
Infection risk is anywhere between 1 to 5%.
Right.
The survivorship has definitely increased and improved. I would say it's about 10 to 12 years, 90 to 95%.
That's actually quite good.
Yeah, it's been good.
Well, and the implants that are so good that you're putting in today, we don't even have long data on. So the thought is that with every
Correct.
Generation, we're just going to get longer and longer survivorship.
Absolutely.
We've seen that with knees too.
Yeah, but it's definitely encouraging that we have those good results already.
And so for us, like if someone comes in with hip OA and knee OA, hip arthritis and knee arthritis, and we're going to be replacing joints, we always like to start with the hip before we do the knee. Is there anything like that with, let's say someone comes in with knee arthritis and ankle arthritis, are you recommending get your knee sorted out first before we do the ankle, or is it safer to do the ankle first then the knee?
That's a great question, actually. I do see it sometimes as well. I think that what I usually tell the patient is which one's really bothering you the most,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
If it's like a case where there's deformity and like bowing of the leg, mm-hmm. that might be something where you'd want to fix the knee first, because then at the end of the chain, mm-hmm. could be affected, right? You want to also sometimes correct deformity
right.
at the ankle joint when you do the ankle replacement. So
yeah.
those are factors that come into play. So
okay.
I would say maybe, do the knee first. So that means your knee is done.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to walk on it, that sort of thing. And that could be the way to tackle it.
Yeah, because I had a patient I got sent for a second opinion. They'd had knee OA and ankle OA, and then they'd had the ankle done first. I think they had a fusion, and they were quite happy with it. Then they had their knee done, and
yeah.
the alignment
like the
changed,
anymore.
And they were no longer happy with their ankle.
And that's the other thing, too. What surgery are you going to do at the ankle? Are you doing the fusion?
Yeah.
Are you doing an ankle replacement? So
yes.
I think having a good discussion with
right.
both surgeons would be the best way to tackle
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
There you go.
And it's encouraging. We've seen it develop over the last 20 years
yes.
that the options for people with ankle arthritis used to be kind of walk it off, and because people are like, I don't necessarily want a fusion because they didn't understand
yeah.
it. At least now ankle replacements on the table is a very viable option. It's
yeah.
becoming much more
yeah.
common.
And now
yeah.
it's approved here at our hospital, which is very exciting for our population here and our
yeah.
community. So it's yeah. exciting times.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. So there you are. If you have severe ankle arthritis, there is hope. If you've tried all the non-operative things first, we always say do the non-operative
yes.
stuff first, because sometimes that'll solve your problem, make you more comfortable. If it doesn't, there are good surgical options. We're talking about a scope, a fusion, or even a replacement. Those are basically your surgical options for ankle arthritis.
If you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, share it with someone that you know is thinking about surgery for their ankle arthritis.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health. Thank you, Dr. Rohrer, for sharing your wisdom with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me again.
Thanks,
Always
man.
A pleasure.
See you next time.